It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If opportunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful love of God and how He gave His only begotten Son to prove His love for us, even though we were sinners, knowing that if we ask Jesus to be our Savior, He will save us and adopt us into the family of God, where we will be born again. We do appreciate you being here with us today. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to evangelist Bruce Fry and his brother, Pastor Sammy Fry, as they sing a song for us this morning. The name of the first song that they're going to sing is titled, Do You Know God?
I can still recall the feeling, young and empty as can be. Looking high and low for something to satisfy me. And on a day so unexpected, in a sleepy Texas town, came a stranger with a question. Son, are you lost or found? Do you know God? Do you need God? He gave His only Son for you. Do you love Him? Will you serve Him in everything you do before you go? Do you know God? Did He know my heart was racing as He looked into my eyes, and the spirit of conviction at work in my life? Now the sinner met the Savior, and I'll never be the same. Thanks to a willing stranger, to say, do you know God? Do you need God? He gave His only Son for you. Do you love Him? Will you serve Him? And everything you do before you go, do you know God? There's a change in me and a joy I can't deny. Father, help them each to see. Please open up their eyes. Do you know God? Do you need God? He gave His only Son for you. Do you love Him? Will you serve Him in everything you do before you go? Do you know God?
Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus in John chapter number 3, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You might say, "But preacher, if I ask Jesus to be my Savior, will I know God?" Well, here's what Jesus said in John chapter number 14, and I'm going to start with verse number 5. Thomas saith unto Him, "Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. If ye had known Me, ye should have known My Father also. And from henceforth ye know Him, and have seen Him." Philip saith unto Him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known Me, Philip? He that hath seen Me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, He brings us into a relationship with the Heavenly Father. We are adopted into the family. We are born again. We have opportunity to come to God, boldly come to the throne of grace as our Heavenly Father, because Jesus bought salvation to offer to us so that we could be placed into God's family. Now, my friend, if you've not received this gift of salvation and you do not know God because you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and take a copy of God's Holy Word and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can be saved, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation and be adopted into the family of God, where you can rightly say, "Dear Heavenly Father," or as Paul mentioned in the New Testament, to be able to call Him Abba Father. My phone number is 919-563-6753. We'd like to also invite you to our services this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to have you in all of these services, and unless you're providentially hindered where you just can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com, and that's all one word. Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will not only share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and what the Bible has to say about it, but also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbins Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbins with an apostrophe S, this will pull up the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews 11. Let's listen to another song by evangelist Bruce Fry and his brother, Pastor Sammy Fry. The name of the second song is titled, Never Let Me Go.
Here's my heart, take every part. As I follow where you lead me, may I please you as I walk. The colors in the rainbow all remind me of the promise you once made so long ago. By your word, I know you will keep me in your hand and you'll never let me go. Chains are broken, eyes now open, by your mercy justified. You have risen, freely given, by your grace, eternal life. The colors in the rainbow all remind me of the promise you once made so long ago. By your word, I know you will keep me in your hand and you'll never let me go. For your love and sacrifice, may you always find me faithful as I run this race of life. The colors in the rainbow all remind me of the promise you once made so long ago. By your word, I know you will keep me in your hand and you'll never let me go. By your word, I know you will keep me in your hand and you'll never let me go.
To the Church of Corinth in 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Jesus Christ brought a salvation to us so that we might have everlasting life. John chapter 10, Jesus declared, for those who receive him as Savior, they shall never perish, and that no man is able to pluck them out of his hand, and that no man is able to pluck them out of his Father's hand. This idea of eternal life and everlasting life is given also in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, verse number 5. where he says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We can be content with salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ because he has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. In 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 9, we find that Peter writes, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Oh yes, there are some men that believe that once you accept Christ as your Savior, you might be able to lose your salvation. But the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. For if you could lose the salvation that Jesus Christ gives you when you accept him as Savior, how could that be called eternal life? For it would not be eternal. It would not be everlasting if you could lose it, if it could be taken from you. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Salvation is perfect. It is perfect because it has been bought by the Lord Jesus Christ. His perfect salvation is an eternal salvation offered to us, so that as we receive salvation, as we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, we receive that eternal life. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit on the inside and held in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Heavenly Father on the outside. We have eternal life. There's no way that Jesus Christ will ever let us go. That's why he called it everlasting life. But my friend, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, how have you responded to that love that he has offered to you? Listen to this last song by evangelist Bruce Fry and his brother, Pastor Sammy Fry, as they sing for you a song that's titled Willing to Wait.
Samson, he killed a lion, he saw, then 1,000 men with a donkey's jaw. But Delilah, she was a bit too strong. Oh, what a terrible fall. David, he fought a bear and won, and with a sling took Goliath on. But Bathsheba, he should have left alone. Oh, what a terrible wrong. If they'd only been willing to wait, if they'd only taken time to pray and listen to the Lord that day, they would have avoided some bad mistakes if they'd only been willing to wait. Down at the Battle of Jericho, God said, leave the silver and gold alone. But Achan took and buried some at home. He didn't hide it for long. If he'd only been willing to wait, if he'd only taken time to pray and listen to the Lord that day, he could have avoided a bad mistake if he'd only been willing to wait. I know you each will all agree, the price they paid a tragedy. May they never say of you and me, if they'd only been willing to wait, if they'd only taken time to pray and listened to the Lord that day. They would have avoided some bad mistakes if they'd only been willing to wait. They could have avoided some bad mistakes if they'd only been willing to wait. Would have avoided some bad mistakes. Lord, make me willing to wait.
Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter number 3, starting with verse number 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." The Bible is filled with examples of those that thought they could handle the situation in which they found themselves. Yet, because they did not trust in the Lord, because they did not go to the Lord, there were terrible consequences because of their weakness. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 gives us the anchor that we need so that once we know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, He holds on to us. We have already seen that. We have everlasting life. But we also need to hold on to Him so that we can make sure that the decisions we make are based on His will and are done in His strength. His wisdom has been offered to us so we can make the right decisions in the Lord. The Bible tells us, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." In Hebrews chapter number 11, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report." We find in chapter 11 of Hebrews, which is called God's Hall of Faith, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, and we've mentioned Isaac. In verse number 21, "By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff." In Genesis 48, starting with verse number 3, "And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee. I will make of thee a multitude of people and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession." In Genesis 48:5, we read, "And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, I came from Padan. Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way at Ephrath, and the same is Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons, and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them." Now remember, Joseph was sold by his brothers, and he ended up being in Potiphar's house as a slave there, and then being in jail because of being accused of something that he hadn't done against Potiphar's wife. And finally, in God's timing, he brought him into Pharaoh's presence. And in Pharaoh's presence, he was able to interpret a dream for Pharaoh, and Pharaoh exalted him so that he would be over all of the crops that would come in for 7 years, so that during that 7 years of plenty, there would be that would be stored away for the 7 years of famine that was to come after that. It was Joseph who saved not only Egypt from starvation, but saved all those around about, including his own father, Israel, and his brethren, and brought them down into Egypt eventually. Now here he is. He is bestowing the greatest honor that he could on Joseph, taking his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, bringing them into his family as his children. He said, now once they have children, you can claim their children. But I claim your two sons because of your faithfulness to God. I will honor you by blessing your two sons. Here Israel was honoring Joseph for Joseph's faith in God and bringing his two sons and saying, they will be as my sons. And as we know, there is the tribe of Ephraim and the tribe of Manasseh. There is no tribe of Joseph, but Joseph had a great honor placed on him by his sons being blessed by Israel, Joseph's father. Israel mentions the fact that God had met him and that there would be a great nation given to Israel because of the work of God in the life of Jacob. Jacob, having his name changed to Israel, would have these 12 tribes based on his sons and his two grandsons. By faith, Jacob declared the blessings of God that would be to come because of God's faithfulness to Israel. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you living by faith as these in the Old Testament did? One thing that we have that they did not have is the completed Word of God. We have the Bible that can show us the way of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ in its plainness, but also can direct us after salvation into the will of God so that we can walk by faith by obeying God's Word out of the Bible, as the Old Testament saints did by being obedient to God's word and having faith in what God had told them. My friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Receive the gift of God. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. Confess to Him that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to save you. He has promised to do so. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."